During a difficult time in your life, I lost you. Are you sure you can translate on that side?
Can I? Okay.
No, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine.
I can go over.
No, you're okay. You're
okay.
I'm a traditionalist. Everything has to be the same every day. I eat the same breakfast every day. During a difficult time in your life, has anyone ever said to you, I'm praying for you? And you knew they really meant it.
你也知道他们说他们为你祷告是真的在为你祷告。They
weren't just saying polite words.
他们不是只是客气地跟你说这么一句而已。But
they really meant, I'm praying for you.
他们真正的是在说我在为你祷告。I'll
never forget 2019.
我是永远不会忘记在2019年的时候。
Late that year.
那年的就快到末尾的时候。
I came to church that morning.
那天早上我来的教会。
And I knew something was wrong with Sue and we didn't know what.
我知道我太太苏的身体已经出了问题了，但是我们当时还不知道是什么问题。
And after service, one of the brothers stopped me right in the aisle here.
那天的敬拜结束之后，就在中间这个走道上，有一个弟兄就拦着我跟我说。
And he said, "You look worried. Is something wrong?"
他说你看起来好像很担心的样子，有什么问题吗？
I said, "No, I'm fine."
我说我还好了。And
he said, "I said, but pray for me this week."
但是我跟他讲，你这星期就为我们祷告吧。And
he said, "I'll pray for you this week."
他说我这星期会为你祷告。But
I'm going to do more than that.
但是我要做的还不止这些。I'm
going to pray right now.
我现在就想给你祷告。And
he just stood there in the aisle.
所以他就在这个走道中间站着。And
he said, "Lord, I don't know what Pastor McElwain needs."
他说主啊，我不知道我们麦牧师到底是需要什么。But
you know.
但是你知道。So
will you give him your grace?
他说你现在就给他你的恩典。The
next several months, I often remembered that prayer.
在之后的几个月里，我常常想起这个祷告。Because
it said to me,
因为他跟我说,
your brothers and sisters are praying for you.
因为我的弟兄姐妹在为我祷告。It's
not empty words.
这不是一些空洞的话而已。They
mean it.
他们的确是这么做。Sometimes
people say, I have said.
有时候人会说，我包括我自己在内，我有时候就说，
I don't know anything I can do to help you, but I'm praying for you.
我不知道有什么事我可以帮你的，但是我会为你祷告。Really,
that's a silly thing to say.
你知道吗？这句话听起来怪傻的，是不是？
Because the best thing we can do for one another is to pray for one another.
因为实际上我们能为彼此所做的最好的事情就是为彼此祷告。We've
been looking at Philippians, at fellowship in the body of Christ.
我们一直在看菲利比书，我们也看到在主里面的团契生活。
And this morning I want to look at one aspect of that fellowship.
今天早上我想看，我们一起来看这个团契生活一个很重要的一方面。
Praying for one another.
就是彼此祷告。
One reason small groups are so important in our church, it's a chance to share our burdens.
我们小组聚会为什么在我们教会这么重要？因为在小组里，我们大家可以彼此分担重担。
To carry one another.
去帮着对方，帮着别人弟兄姐妹来分担他们的重担。
We're continuing our studies in Philippians.
我们继续来学习腓立比书。
And in verse 9, Paul says, "I'm praying for you."
第一章第九节，保罗说，我为你们祷告。
Now imagine that the Apostle Paul said to you, I'm going to pray for you.
你想象一下，使徒保罗跟你说，我在为你祷告。What
would you ask him to pray for?
你会让保罗为你祷告什么呢？
You know, I thought about that this week.
你知道吗？这周我就在想这个事儿。I
would think, wow, this is not an amateur.
我肯定跟我说，哎呀，这可不是业余的，使徒啊，使徒保罗。
I mean, this is my chance to have a professional pray for me.
你看，这下子我有机会让一个专业的一个人士来为我祷告。
I'm going to ask for something pretty big. Something important. And sure enough, when Paul prays for these Christians at Philippi, he prays for things that are very, very important.
的确如此，保罗在为腓立比的教会的众信徒们祷告的时候，他祷告的都是最重要、很重要的事情。
And I want to look at that prayer this morning, and I want us to see it as a model for how we pray for one another.
所以今天早上我们就看看保罗的祷告，我也希望他的祷告就成为我们。的一个榜样，我们在为彼此祷告的时候应该怎么样祷告？
Philippians 1, starting at verse 9.
腓立比书的第一章第九节。
And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment.
我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。
So that you may approve what is excellent and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ.
使你们能分别是非，喜爱美好的事，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。
Filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God.
并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。
Paul says, "I'm going to pray for you."
保罗说，我要为你祷告。
And I'm going to pray for the most important things I can pray for.
而且我要祷告的是我能想象到最重要的事情。
I'm not going to just pray that you get a new car or for them a new donkey.
我不是说给你们祷告说让你买有一辆新车，在那个时候没有车了，大家就买一头新驴子。我不是祷告这事。
I'm not going to pray for a nicer house.
我也不是祷告让你们有更好的房子。
I'm going to pray for things that really matter.
我要祷告的是真正有意义的事情。
And so first in verse 9, he prays that they will grow in love.
他在第九章第一节第一章第九节祷告的是要你们的爱心成长。
It is my prayer that your love may abound more and more.
就是要你们的爱心多而又多。
I've been reading through Paul's letters.
我一直在读保罗书信。
And he is never satisfied to stay where he is.
他从来不是一个自满的人，不是说我现在这样的状况就很好了，我就不再成长。
He always wants to grow.
他总是想要成长。
And he's never satisfied.To leave his converts where they are.
他也不会满足于让他的信徒们就是就这样就好了。他也希望他们。
He wants them to grow.
他也希望他的信徒们都一样成长。
And so earlier in this chapter, we've already seen his joy for the maturity of these believers.
我们在这个腓立比书这一章的前面已经看到，他为他的这些教会的弟兄姐妹能够成熟而感到多么喜乐。
But he says it's not enough. I'm praying that you will grow even more in love.
他说这还不够，我在祷告让你们的爱心多而又多。
And this love is not just an emotion.
他这里说到的爱心不仅仅只是一种情感。
He says it is love that is filled with knowledge and discernment.
他说这个爱心是在知识和各样的见识上都是多而又多。
A spiritual knowledge that comes not through academic degrees.
这是属灵上的一种知识，而不是说你得了多高的学位。
But a knowledge that God gives us the ability to make wise judgments to live in the right way.
而是神给我们的见识，让我们有智慧去分辨是非。
So Paul says this is a love filled with knowledge and discernment.
所以保罗说这就是爱心，在知识和各样见识上多又多的爱心。
Sometimes people say love is blind.
我们都听过人常常说爱是盲目的。
Really not true.
这其实不是，并不是这么回事。
Passion may be blind.
热情可能是盲目的。
But true love is love with knowledge.
但是真正的爱是用见识去爱的。
It's love that sees a person and sees their flaws.
是这种爱是看到一个人，你看到他的缺点。
And loves them anyway.
你还是仍旧爱他。
And Paul prays that we will love each other with that kind of knowledge.
所以保罗祷告让我们拥有这样的爱。
That when we learn the weaknesses of a brother or sister, we won't separate from them.
是说即使我们知道我们弟兄姐妹的缺点，我们也不会跟他们分开。
But that we will love them.
我们会继续的去爱他们。
Love with knowledge and discernment means holding to the truth while we love the person.
用在知识和各样的见识上去爱，也就是说，我们去爱这个人，知道他有缺点，但是我们仍然是持守真理、真道。
It's what Paul is talking about in Ephesians when he says we are to speak the truth in love.
保罗在以弗所书四章十五节，他也这么说。他说：“我用爱心说诚实话。”
Our world doesn't understand that.
我们这个世界不理解这句话的意思。
Our world thinks if you love me, you have to approve my sin.
这个世界认为说，你如果爱我，你就会 允许我去做我想要做的事，即使是错的。
But Paul says, I must love you enough to speak truth to you.
但是保罗是说，我爱你足够让我对你说实话。
I will love you.
我爱你。
I will be compassionate.
我会对你有慈心。
But I will speak the truth because love is discerning.
但是我会说诚实话，因为爱是有要辨明辨是非的。
As parents,
作为父母，
we really don't love our children when we allow them to go on the wrong path without warning them.
如果我们看着孩子走错路而不给他们警告的话，我们其实真的不爱他们。
Again, I think sometimes we misunderstand this.
我想我们有时候去误解了这一点。
Parents think, oh, if I love my child, I'll never contradict them.
有的父母想着，哎呀，如果我爱孩子的话，我就永远不会跟他们有冲突。
But God's word says we must love our children enough to wave a warning flag and say this is the wrong path.
但是神的话告诉我们说，如果孩子走错路了，我们一定做父母的要手里头摇这个旗子，跟他们讲这条路是错的。
I love you without condition.
我无条件的爱你。
But I must warn you of the dangers of this path.
但是我必须要警告你，你这样走下去是有危险的。
That is what Paul prays for when he prays for love with knowledge and discernment.
所以保罗所祷告的就是这样的爱，他说要你们的爱在各知识和各样的见识上都成长。
He goes on in verse 10 to tell us why this kind of love is so important.
然后在第十节他又解释为什么这样的爱这么重要。
So that we may approve what is excellent.
他这个有一个翻译的方法，他说是这样，我们就喜爱那美好的事。我们的中文版本翻译成能够分辨是非。
So that we will know what is best.
这样我们就知道什么才是最好的。
The result of spiritual knowledge and discernment is we are equipped to know what is excellent, what is best.
如果我们在爱心上，在知识和各样见识上都成长的话，我们就知道什么是最好的，能够分辨是非。
You know, most of your daily decisions are not choices between good and bad.
你知道我们在每天日常之中我们做判断，其实不是判断从好和坏之中做选择做判断。Most
of your daily decisions are more difficult than that.
我们每天需要做的一些判断选择实际上是比这个难得多。
A choice between second best and excellent.
这个更难的选择是什么？是从次好的和最好的之中做一个选择。
Nobody has any trouble at lunchtime deciding should I eat rat poison or salad.
你说我们中午吃中饭的时候，你要选择说你是吃老鼠药呢，你还是吃 salad， 这个选择太容易了，没有人会选老鼠药。Unless
you're a rat, that's very easy.
除非你是个老鼠，这是个很容易的选择。
The tough decision is, do I heat up a piece of frozen pizza? Or do I eat a healthy lunch?
一个更难的选择是什么呢？是我是把家里的冻披萨热一片呢，还是我吃一个比较健康的一个健康餐？
It's not good or bad. It's second best or excellent.
因为这个比较不是好或坏的一个选择，而是说次好的和最好的做一个选择。
And it's the same thing in all areas of our life.
我们生活之中每个方面其实都要面临这样的问题。
The good versus bad decisions are pretty simple.
你知道好跟坏做选择是很容易的。
Should I be faithful to my spouse? Of course.
我是不是要对我的这个配偶忠实？ 那当然了。
Should I provide for my children? Of course.
是不是我要去供给我孩子的吃穿住啊？ 这当然了。
Should I go get drunk on Friday night? Of course not.
是不是我星期五晚上去喝他一个醉的一滩泥一样的？ 那当然不是了。
Much, much more difficult.
但是更难的选择是。
Is between what is acceptable and what is best.
更难的选择是一个是可以可接受的，一个是最好的。这两者之间做一个选择更难。
Should I spend an extra hour at work, or should I invest that hour in my relationship with my wife and children?
我是不是应该再加一个小时的班，还是说我花这一个小时的时间跟我的家人在一起，跟他们培养更好的这个感情？
That one's harder.
这个选择可能要更难一点。
Because both are good. And now I have to decide which is the best.
我得要选择的是这两个之中哪一个是最好的。
Should I sleep an extra 15 minutes or should I spend those minutes in God's word?
我是不是应该再睡他15分钟的觉，还是说花这个15分钟时间来读神的话语呢？
You see, approving what is excellent means the night before, shutting off my entertainment and going to bed in time that I can get up to spend time with God before my day begins.
你知道吗？要选择那最好的是意味着什么呢？意味着昨天晚上我就应该早早的就把这个手机关掉去睡觉，这样才有精神早上早点起来来跟神花时间跟神在一起。
We find those decisions much more difficult.
对我们中间大多数人来说，这个这样的选择其实是更难的。
But those decisions, approving what is excellent, will have a great impact.On our growth as disciples.
但是这样的一些选择，就是从选择最好的，对我们作为门徒成长是非常重要的。
You can live on frozen pizza.
你吃这个冻披萨也可以活，是吧？
But you're not going to be very healthy.
但是你要天天吃冻披萨，你可能不会很健康。
And you can live spiritually for a while on an unhealthy diet of second best.
你如果是在属灵生命中一样，你总是选择那次好的。你也可以活一段时间，属灵生命也不会死掉，立刻死掉。
But you're not going to be very healthy.
但是呢，属灵生命也不会很健康。
And so Paul prays that we will not just ask, "Is it sinful?" But does it help me become more like Jesus?
我们所以保罗祷告就说，我们问的问题不应该就是说就是对或者错这么简单，而是说是不是这件事能够让我更像耶稣。
3 weeks ago, we saw Paul's life goal.
我们在三周之前我们学习中我们看到保罗的
生命的 He says, This is my number one goal in life.
生命保罗生命他的目标是什么
That I may know Christ.
保罗的生命的目标就是我要能够认识耶稣
That mattered to him more than anything else in the world.
认识基督对保罗来说比别的任何事都重要
Everything else was secondary.
别的事情都是第二位的
And so he put his best efforts into that goal.
所以保罗就把他最大的努力就放在达到这个目标上。
All of the little day-by-day decisions were guided by that big lifelong goal.
所以保罗每天日常生活的每一个小小的选择都是冲着这个最终人生的最重要的选择来的。
I encourage you to look at your life.
我也鼓励你，你看看你的生命。
Say, what is my number one goal in life?
你也问问你自己，我的生命，我的生活之中最重要的，我的目标是什么
？And then,
然后呢
？Am I spending my time on what is excellent?
我是不是每天都花时间来朝着这个目标前进
？Am I giving my attention to the things that help me know Jesus better?
我每天有没有花更多的时间让我能够更像耶稣
？Is God's word getting more of my attention than the news in the morning?
神的话语是不是能够更加吸引我的注意力，而比这个早间新闻更加吸引我的注意
？Am I investing my time in discipling my children？
我有没有在时间上投资来让我的孩子培养我的孩子成为门徒
？Because parents, our children do not become disciples of Jesus by accident.
因为做父母的，我们的孩子们不会偶然的，好像就很自然的就成为神的门徒了。
It doesn't happen just because we send them to church or take them to church.
这事儿也不会因为我们把他们送到教会来，把他们硬是拉来教会就会发生的。
It happens because our goal is to disciple my child.
他们能够成为门徒，就是因为我们的目标就是让他们成为门徒。
And I make the day by day.By day decision to set aside some secondary things to put that as what is excellent.
所以每天我就会做一些每天的日常的这个一些决定，我都是把别的一些事情都放在第二位，而是把我的目标这个目标作为最重要的一个目标去达成。
Loving with knowledge and discernment means sacrificing the secondary things for the sake of knowing God more intimately.
所以用把爱心在知识和各样见识上都让他成长多而又多的意思就是
Making time for fellowship with God's people.
把第二选择的就次好的事情要牺牲掉
For worship.
集中在神的话语上集中在敬拜和弟兄姐妹的交流
For serving others.
能够帮助别人服侍别人
Approving what is excellent.
而且去寻找去追求最美好的事
Paul prays that these believers will grow in love.
所以保罗祷告这些门徒们能够在爱心上成长。
Then he prays that they will have mature Christian character.
然后他也祷告让他们有成熟的基督徒的一些品格。
Verse 10, so that they will be pure and blameless for the day of Christ.
所以他后面他是说，这样他们就能够做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。
That word pure there is a wonderful word.
这个词 pure 实际上是纯净。
It's a word that meant to be tested by sunlight.
这个词本意, 它是说要让阳光来做一个检测的意思。
You see, in the ancient world, there was no plastic. Everything was pottery.
你知道在古时候, 因为没有塑料制品, 所以所有的东西都是陶器, 都是泥土烧出来的。
Cooking, storage, decoration, everything was made of pottery.
所以家里头做饭用的器皿啊, 还有装饰的啦, 这些都是 用陶做的, 就是粘, 粘土烧出来的。
Now for cooking, you use cheap pottery.
你去煮饭, 你不需要很贵重的这个陶器, 所以都是很便宜的那些粗陶。
It was thick, didn't require a lot of skill to make it.
这些做饭用的那些罐子啊, 盆子, 那就是很厚的那种粗陶器。
But when you wanted to store something in your house that was very beautiful, you bought expensive pottery.
但是你在家里如果要做装饰啊, 或者要储存一些很贵重的东西, 你就会买很漂亮的陶器。
And it was very fragile.
这种很漂亮的陶器都是很容易摔碎的。
That was part of the beauty.
因为这种东西才珍贵嘛。
And so while the craftsman was working on it, sometimes it would crack.
所以这个陶匠在做这样的漂亮美好的器皿的时候，他有时候这个器皿就裂了。Now
an honest craftsman would throw it away and start over.
所以一个诚实的一个陶匠可能就看着，既然烧裂了，那就扔掉呗。But
a dishonest one.
但是如果是一个有欺骗心的这个陶匠，had
learned you can take some wax and melt the wax.
他说，你知道那时候有一个技术，就是他可以烧一些这个蜡，把它给把这个缝缝给填起来。Pour
it into the crack.
把这个所有的缝缝都用蜡给浇一遍。
Paint it over.
然后再涂上同样的颜色,
and no one will know.
所以你外观看起来一模一样, 谁也看不知道, 就是开裂的。
The customer will pay full price.
然后去卖的时候, 那买者也不知道啊, 他就用花钱给买下来。
Everything will be fine.
你看起来一切都是好好的。
Until it gets hot in the summer.
直到到夏天这个天很热的时候,
and the wax melts.
这个蜡就被晒融了,
and the handle falls off the pot.
然后一看你买的这个罐子, 那个把手就掉了。
And so if a customer was buying an expensive vase,
所以如果是一个买者, 一个去买东西的人, 看到这样一个很贵重的一个陶器,
he would hold it up to the sunlight.
他会拿着这个陶器, 就在太阳底下去晒,
to see if there were any flaws that had been sealed with wax.
因为这个太阳一晒, 这个蜡就融了, 他就看看上面是不是有裂缝。
And so dealers would sometimes write above their product.
所以那时候的这个陶匠啊, 就是卖陶器的人, 有时候就会写一个牌子,
this product is pure, it is sincere.
他说这个我们的这个产品是纯粹的, 这个pure用的这个词就是诚实的这个词。
It's been tested by sunlight.
他说已经是被太阳检验过了。
You can hold it up and you'll see it's real.
你拿起来在太阳底下看, 你看到它完全是没有裂缝的。
Paul says,
所以保罗说,
this is what I'm praying for you.
这就是我为你们所祷告的。
I am praying that when you are held up to the sunlight of God's holiness,
他说我祷告, 当你们被举到这个神的光照之下的时候,
you'll be pure.
你们还是纯粹的, 诚实的。
You'll be real, not a pretense.
您可不是一个假货, 还是一个真实的, 很好的器皿。
You'll be genuine.
你们就是看上去是完完整整的。
Matthew 7 has some of the most frightening words in the Bible.
马太福音的七章有几句话让我们听起来觉得很害怕。
It's the end of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount.
那是耶稣在登山宝训的最后几句话。
And Jesus says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣说不是每个人说主啊主啊的人都会进天国。
And then he says this.
然后他说,
on that day, many will say, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name?
他说到那天有的人就会很多人就会说主啊主啊我们难道没有用你的话去说预言吗?
We cast out demons in your name.
我们也赶出鬼来。
We did many mighty works in your name.
我们在你的名之下我们行了很多神迹啊。
These people say, look at all the great things I did.
那些人都在那讲哇看看这些人多棒啊多能干啊。
I was a missionary.
我是个宣教士。
I was a deacon, I was a pastor.
我是个执事, 我是个长老, 我是牧师。
I led a cell group, I gave money to the church.
我领导一个小组, 而且我还给教会捐款呢。
And here is why those verses are so frightening to me.
这几句话, 为什么耶稣这些话让我觉得很害怕呢?
Jesus does not say to them,
耶稣可没跟他们说,
you're lying.
你在撒谎,
you didn't do those things.
你没这么做。
He says something much worse.
耶稣说的比这个更糟糕。
He doesn't deny they did those great things.
耶稣没有否认说他们的确是做了这些很好的事情。
But he says,
但是耶稣说,
then will I say to them,
然后我要跟他们说,
I never knew you.
我不认识你。
Maybe they did the things they said.
他们也许真的是做了他们说的那些事啊。
Jesus doesn't argue about that.
耶稣没有为这个事情有任何的疑义。
He says, okay.
他说好啊。
But you were not.Pure and blameless.
但是你不是诚实无伪的。
Your life does not pass the test of sunlight.
你的生命没有经过阳光的检验。
I don't know you.
我不认识你。
What's that look like in our lives?
在我们生命之中，这像什么呢？
Christians who are pure and blameless are the same everywhere.
诚实无过的基督徒应该在哪里都是一样的。
They're the same at work, at home, at church.
在工作单位在家里还有在教会他们都是一样的
Because face it It's easy once a week To put on some nice clothes and come to church
你知道我们就面对现实吧我们一星期只来教会一次穿着漂亮衣服到教会来摆出一个诚实的脸是很容易的
It's easy to look pure and blamelessIn church,
在教会里我们要表现出自己诚实无过也是很容易的
Lots of nice people around, most of you.
我们周围的人都是很好的人呢
Smiling faces.
大家都笑眯眯的
It's easy to look good at church.
所以在教会里要做个好人很容易的
But Paul prays.
但是保罗祷告说
That I'll look the same at home.
我们在家里也要是一样。
He prays that I'll be pure and blameless at my job.
他说我在我的工作单位我也要是诚实无过的。
He prays that I will be the same when I don't get my own way.
他祷告说即使我们没法子照自己想要的事去行也要做诚实无过的人。
Again, parents,
做父母的。
If we want to disciple our children, this is crucial.
如果我们想要我们孩子做门徒的话这是非常重要的事
Because you see your parents Your children see you When you aren't dressed up for church
你知道吗你的孩子看到你可不只是在教会里看到你衣冠楚楚的样子
And if your life at home Does not match the facade at church Your children have no interest
你知道吗？如果你在家里的形象跟你在教会所显出来的这个表面的形象不符合的话，你的孩子对你的信仰没有兴趣。
They are holding you up to the sunlight.
你的孩子也把你举在阳光下检验呢。
Is there any wax?
那上面有没有蜡呢
？Now that doesn't mean you have to be perfect. No one is.
这并不意味着说我们每个人都要做就是完美的，我没有人是完美的。
But it does mean a sincerity and an honesty.
但的确它意思就是我们必须要诚实。
A willingness to say to my child, I was wrong.
你要有这个意愿对你的孩子说我错了。
To say what you just saw in me is not right.
你要跟孩子讲你刚才看到我做的事是不对的。
I want to be pure, I want to be blameless.
我想要做诚实无过的人。
I want to be the same person in front of you that I am in front of the pastor.
我想要在你面前和在牧师面前，我都是这样的形象。
Paul tells us why it's so important to be pure and blameless.
所以保罗就跟我们讲，做诚实无过的人为什么这么重要。
He prays that you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ.
保罗祷告说，我们要做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。
As we work through Philippians later, we're going to see that.Paul teaches that we are citizens of heaven.
往后这个腓立比书保罗还会讲到我们是天国的子民。
He says Jesus is our true king.
他说耶稣是我们真正的王。
And he is someday coming back for us.
因为有一天他会回来带我们走。
And so right here he prays that we'll be pure and blameless to be ready to meet him.
所以保罗祷告就说我们要做诚实无过的人直到那天我们再见到主的日子。
You know, I've decided that a good test of whether my activities are pure and blameless.
你知道吗？我觉得呀，我要看我的一个行为是不是真正诚实无过，有一个检验的办法。
Is to ask.
就是问。
If it were the day of Christ.
如果今天就是主来的日子。
If he were coming back.
如果他回来了。
Would I be ashamed to be doing this when he showed up?
当他在我面前突然出现的时候，我会为我现在做的这个事儿觉得羞耻。
You know, if I'm helping my neighbor when he comes back, I will be ashamed.
你知道，如果主回来的那天，我正在帮我的邻居做事情，那我当然不会觉得很尴尬。
If I'm doing my best at my job, I will be ashamed.
如果主回来的时候，我在努力的工作，我也不会觉得羞耻。
If I'm sharing the gospel, I won't be ashamed.
如果主回来的时候，我在跟人分享福音，我当然不会羞耻。
If I'm spending time with my family, I won't be ashamed.
如果我是跟我的家人一块花时间跟家人在一起，我也不会觉得羞耻。
But have you ever been watching a movie?
但是你是不是曾经看过这样一个电影?
That you really wouldn't want to be watching if Jesus sat down next to you.
如果耶稣坐在你旁边，你可能不太会想看这个电影。
I was on one of these long, terrible flights.
我有一次是坐飞机，那个飞机时间很长。
I was bored and I couldn't sleep.
我觉得非常的无聊，然后又睡不着觉。
So I just pulled up the first movie that came along.
所以这个当时那个前面屏幕上就那部电影，我随便就把第一个电影。
And I'm halfway watching it and halfway wishing we could get to the other end of this flight.
我也就是那么有心无心的在看，我就想着，哎呀，我一边看，我边在想，我们什么时候才能。
And all of a sudden, I started to pay attention to what was there.
然后突然我就开始注意说，这个电影在放的是什么。
And I imagined if Jesus were in the next seat with me.
然后我就在想，哎呦，如果主这会子坐在我旁边的话。
What are you watching?
你在看什么呢?
And I turned it off.
然后我就把它关掉了。
Because you see, I realized it did not pass the test of being pure and blameless for the day of Christ.
因为我突然意识到，这个电影，我看的这电影，其实它不能够经历经过这个检测，就是说我是不是能到做诚实无过的人，知道基督的日子。
Now, when you go home today and you say, "Ah, he preached this very legalistic message."
但是如果你今天回家，你就在想，哎呦，他今天给我们说了这么个信息。
Not at all. My point is not about a whole long list of rules.
我可不是跟大家讲，哦，一个长长的一条单子说这个不能做，这个不能做，不是这样。
My point is this. Paul says.
我要讲的就是保罗说。
I want you to approve what is excellent.
我想要你。 做最好的选择。
I want you to grow and be pure and blameless so you are ready to face your master.
我想要你做诚实无过的人，这样我们都准备好可以见主的面。
And so day by day, I want to make the decisions that will accomplish that.
所以每一天我做的选择，我都希望能够朝着这个目标前进。
That's not legalism.
这个不是说给你列出单子。
That's living in a way that will please the Jesus that I love.
而是说我的生活方式要能够讨主的喜悦。
Let me move on.
我们再往下看。
Paul prays they will grow in love.
保罗祷告让他们在爱心上有成长。
He prays that they will be pure and blameless.
他又祷告让他们做诚实无过的人。
And then he prays that they will be fruitful.
然后他又祷告说让他们能够结果子。
Filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ.
并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子。
I think for Paul, this includes both internal fruit.
我想对保罗来讲，这个果子代表的有内部的果子。
The fruit of the Spirit in our life.
就是我们圣灵的果子。
He prays that as we are growing as believers, that we will grow in love, joy, peace.
他就祷告让我们在成长门徒的成长过程中，我们能结出圣灵的果子，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐。
That our lives will bear the fruit of patience, kindness, goodness.
我们的生命能够结出恩慈、良善、信实的这样的果子。
That we will grow the fruit of faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
让我们能够结出信实、温柔、节制的果子。
That our inner life will be transformed through the Spirit working in us.
靠着圣灵在我们身上的工作，我们能够结出这内部结出这样圣灵的果子。
But I also think he wants to see external fruit.
但是我觉得保罗也希望我们能在外面结出果子。
He wants to see his people serving others.
他看到他的这个教会里的人出去帮助别人。
Demonstrating Christ's love to those who are suffering.
对那些在受苦的人，把神的爱能够显给他们看。
Bringing people to know Jesus.
而且带人能够认识耶稣。
Being a disciple who is making other disciples.
做一个能够去制造门徒的门徒。
Bearing fruit.
能够去结果子。
John 15 tells us how we're going to grow that fruit.
约翰福音的15章也告诉我们，我们怎么样才能结出这样的果子。
Jesus says, I am the vine.
耶稣说我是葡萄树,
you are the branches.
你们是枝子,
whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit.
常在我里面的, 我也常在他里面, 这人就多结果子。
Jesus says when we are connected to the vine,
耶稣说当我们跟他的葡萄树连在一起的时候,
when we are united with Christ, we will bear fruit.
当我们跟主合为一体的时候, 我们就能结果子。
Several years ago, Pastor Shi planted some fruit trees in my yard.
很多年前,
I can go outside and listen to those trees.
我可以到外面去听听那个树语, 有没有什么声音?
And I never once hear those trees groaning, saying, oh, we've got to produce some fruit.
我从来没听到那些树在那挣扎着叫, 哦, 我们得结果子呀。
No.
没有啊, 从来没听过。
You see, it's the natural result of the tree growing.
你知道一个果树正常成长的果树它就是要结果子, 这是一个自然的过程。
And Jesus says,
耶稣说,
if I am connected to him,
如果我跟耶稣连接在一起,
the natural result will be the fruit of the Spirit.
那么自然的结果就是我会结出圣灵的果子。
The natural result will be the fruit of service.
所以这个自然的果子就是我会去服侍他人。
When you and I try to produce fruit in our own power, we get frustrated.
如果我们只是靠着我们自己的力量想要结果子, 我们就很有挫败感。
But when we are growing in our relationship with Jesus,
但是如果我们在跟神的关系之中能够更加成长的时候,
the fruit is the natural outcome.
所以很自然的我们就会结出果子来。
I love a little story in Mark 3, a little sentence in Mark 3.
我很喜欢这个 马可福音第三章的一个小, 小,
Jesus is calling his disciples.
马可福音里面耶稣在呼召门徒。
These are going to be the people who are going to take the gospel around the world.
这些人就是回头要把这个福音传遍世界的人呢。
And listen to what Mark says.
你听听这个马可福音第三章14到15节他怎么说。
He chose 12.
他就设立12个人。
So that they might be with him.
要他们常和自己同在。
And he might send them out.
也要差他们去传道。
Do you hear the order?
你听到这个顺序了吗?
First, they were to be with him.
第一件, 他们要常和自己同在。
They were to spend time with him. They were to grow in their relationship with him.
他们要跟耶稣在一起, 常常花时间在一起, 在跟他的关系上成长。
Then he would send them out.
然后差他们去传道。
Sometimes we get the order backwards.
有时候我们把这个顺序搞反了。
We focus first on service and we forget being connected to the vine.
我们有时候就注重在这个工作上面要怎么样去服侍，但是我们忘记了我们要连在枝子上。
I was reading a history of World War One.
我在读这个关于一次大战的一个历史故事。
And at the end of the war, the Versailles Peace Conference.
我们知道一次世界大战结束的时候签了一个凡尔赛合约。
A British leader, T.E. Lawrence, brought a group of Arab representatives to the peace conference.
当时有一个著名的一个英国的考古学家, 就是阿拉伯的Lawrence, 这个故事, 他拍成个电影, 所以你们可能有人看过阿拉伯的Lawrence, 他带了一帮在沙漠里的阿拉伯人, 就是贝都因人, 来到这个凡尔赛。
They had spent their whole lives in the desert where water is a very precious commodity.
这些贝都因一辈子都在沙漠里生活，所以水对他们是非常宝贵的。
They came to Paris and they saw all of the, you know, beautiful sights.
他们到了巴黎一看，哇，这个城市这么繁华。
But what amazed them the most was the running water in the hotel bathroom.
但是让他们觉得最为惊奇的就是这个，在这个旅馆的房间里头，居然水龙头一开就有水。
You just turn on a faucet and you can have all the water you want.
哇，你水龙头一开，这个水哗哗哗的就不停的流。
T.E. Lawrence said, on the last day they were there,
所以这个Lawrence他在书里就写, 他们最后一天在这个旅馆房间的时候,
he found some of them in the bathroom with wrenches.
他看到有些贝都因人手里拿着扳手，就在那个洗手间里头在那,
trying to take the water spigots off.
他们想把这个水龙头卸下来给拿走。
And he said, what are you doing?
他说，嘿，你们干嘛呢？
He said, we're going to take these home so that we'll have water whenever we want it.
这贝都因说，我们想把这水龙头带回家，这样我们想要有水的时候一开，不就是有水了吗？
They didn't understand that the faucets don't produce the water.
他们不理解，这个水龙头本身并不能制造水啊。
The faucets are just the conduit for the water.
这个水龙头只是水一个开关，让水可以出来的。
You see, when you turned on that water faucet,
你把这个水龙头一打开，
behind it was a vast supply of water.
你知道这水龙头是跟一个很大的水源连在一起的。
Snow up in the Swiss Alps.
那时候在这个瑞士的这个水是从这个瑞士阿尔卑斯山的山顶的雪水。
Had melted and run through miles of rivers.
这个雪水化了以后，从这个这好长的河道流过来。
Had been collected in reservoirs.
然后在水库里面，这些水被集中起来。
This water had been purified and fed into the Paris city water supply.
然后水又被处理过，然后再送到这个城市的这个出水管道里去。
And without that supply,
你没有这些出水管道，
the faucet meant nothing.
你这个水龙头一点用都没有啊。
I can't emphasize this enough.
我想要再次强调这一点。
Our pastor,
一个牧师，
our elders,
我们的长老们，
they work hard to prepare meaningful worship services.
他们就很努力的工作，想要我们教会的这个敬拜都是很有意义的。
To minister to our children, our youth.
然后对孩子们，对我们的青少年，都要给他们要去宣教。
To develop a discipleship program.
在我们教会里头，让大家都作为门徒都有成长。
But all of that is the faucet.
但是所有这一切都只是水龙头而已。
Our deacons take care of the building.
我们的这些执事们一直在照顾我们教会的这个建筑。
They plan activities, meals.
他们也去安排教会的各样事工，让大家有中饭可吃。
They oversee the budget.
然后呢，也要注意教会的这个预算不要超过。
But all that's the faucet.
但这一切也是水龙头而已。
Teachers teach Sunday school classes.
我们主日学的老师在主日的时候教这个主日学课。
Cell leaders lead small groups.
小组的这些组长带领大家一起查经。
The choir prepares good music.
我们诗班的成员在这每次就辛苦的练诗。
That's the faucet.
这也是水龙头。
All of it is important.
这一切都很重要。
But if we are not connected to the water supply.
但是如果我们没有跟一个输水系统连在一起的话，
None of it matters.
这一切都没有意义。
We'll have activity.
我们可以有各样的活动。
But we'll not show the fruit of the Spirit in our lives.
但是在我们的生命中，我们显不出圣灵的果子。
We will have nice services.
我们也会有很好的这个敬拜的活动。
But we won't bear the fruit of new disciples.
但是我们就结不出新的门徒。
We must not settle for the faucet.
我们不能仅仅就为拥有水龙头就满足了。
We must be connected to the supply.
我们这个水龙头必须要接在输水系统上。
I think I'm going to skip most of what I was going to say.
我下面的可能也没时间讲。
Sorry about that.
No, no problem.
Yesterday I was reviewing over this.
昨天我就在看我的这个讲稿。
I began to ask God.
我开始问神。
What fruit do you want in my life?
你在我的生命中，你想要什么样的果子？
Am I growing in love?
我是不是在爱心上有成长？
Am I growing in mature Christian character?
我是不是能够在成长，有这个成熟的基督徒的品格？
Am I bearing fruit?
我有没有结果子？
You see, I don't want to live a fruitless life.
你知道我不想成为一个最后什么果子都没有结出来的。
I don't want our church to settle for good religious activities.
我不想我们教会只是一个哦有很好的这个宗教仪式的这个宗教活动的一个地方。
I want us to bear fruit.
我想要我们大家都结果子。
And that can happen only if we're connected to the vine.
我们只有当我们的这个枝子接在葡萄树上的时候，我们才可能结果子。
I want to cut out the rest of what I want to say, and I want to end like this this morning.
我现在后面的准备的，我今天没时间讲了，但是我现在想这样说。
I know because of COVID, we were staying separate.
我知道，就是因为这个疫情的缘故，我们大家伙现在就常常坐的也很分散。
I would like to ask you to gather in the front for prayer, but I know you like to be separate.
我本来我会想邀请大家到前面来一起祷告，但我想大家还现在都比较小心。
I'm going to ask you to stand.
没有关系， yeah. 好，大家都站起来。
And I want to ask our pastor and wife.
我想要请周牧师和 周师母,
our elders,
我们的长,
our deacons,
长老们, 执事们,
would you come forward?
你们能不能到前面来?
That's not so crowded, just a few.
这, 前面没那么多人, 所以长老, 执事们, 大, 大家都到前面。
But I want all of us to pray.
我想要我们大家都来祷告。
I'm going to lead us, but I'm not Paul. I'm not praying for you.
但是我可以先做一个祷告，但是我不是保罗，我不能为所有的人祷告，所以我们大家要都要自己来祷告。
But I want to pray with you.
我想要跟大家一起祷告。
I want to ask you to look around you.
我想要你看一看你周围的人。
And say, God.
你要说神。
This morning, I want to pray for my brothers and sisters.
今天早上，我想要为我的弟兄姐妹祷告。
I want to pray for our church leaders.
我想要为我教会的领袖们祷告。
And then I'm going to keep praying for each other.
完了之后，我要继续的为彼此来祷告。
That as a body, we'll be connected to the vine.
我们都是基督的身体，我们作为枝子，必须要连在。
That we will not settle for fruitless lives.
我们不能就满足于结不出果子的人生。
It is very, very easy to have church.
在有教会，这个是很容易的。
I mean, it takes some work. You got a plan, but it's not that hard.
但你当然是需要计划这个教会的一些事工，但是这都很容易。
But fruit doesn't come just from having church.
但是仅仅有一个教会，并不是说就一定能结出果子来。
Fruit comes from being connected to the vine.
要结果子，就必须要连在把自己这个枝子连在葡萄树上。
Would you join me in praying?
所以我们大家。加入我一起来祷告。
God, it's so easy to go through the motions of church.
主啊，我们在教会里要感觉到心情激动，这种情况是常常出现的。
So easy to do all of the activities.
在教会里安排一些活动也是很容易的事。
We have our patterns, we have our plans.
我们有一些模式，我们有计划，我们就照着做就好了。
And we can settle for the faucet.
我们可以就是好像就拥有水龙头，我们就满足了。
And little by little, we can lose our connection with the water supply.
但是这样一点一点的，我们慢慢的就会跟这个输水系统就没有连接了。
And our lives can become fruitless.
我们的生命就变得结不出任何果子来。
So this morning.
所以今天早上。
God, I ask you.That you will help us.
主啊，我求你，就我祷告，求主来帮助我们。
To be connected to the vine.
让我们都连在葡萄树上。
That we will be a church that is growing in love for one another.
让我们成为一个在彼此相爱上面有成长的教会。
Yes, we have differences.
我们当然彼此都不一样。
We have different ways of thinking. We have different ideas.
我们个人有各自的想法，每个想法可能都不同。
But God, you called us to love one another.
但是主啊，你呼召我们彼此相爱。
Would you help us to grow in love?
主啊，你帮助我们在爱心上有成长。
Would you help us, Lord, to be pure and blameless?
主啊，帮助我们诚实无过。
Not that we're perfect.
不是说我们是完美的。
But that we're real.
但是我们是真实的。
That We will be open to your word and your spirit to be guiding our lives.
主啊，我们要你的话语来引导我们的生命。
That our children, our neighbors, our co-workers will see people who are sincere, that are pure.
这样我们的孩子，我们的邻居，我们的同事看到的就是一个诚实，无伪的一个人。
People who are real.
看到是真实的人。
And Lord, Would you help us to be fruitful?
主啊，你让我们结果子。
That we won't be satisfied just to come to church.
我们不是仅仅于满足于来教会而已。
But that we'll be producing fruit.
而是我们能够结出果子来。
The fruit of your spirit in our lives.
我们在我们的生命中结出圣灵的果子。
That we'll be making new disciples.
我们也能够带领新的门徒。
That we'll be reaching our community.
我们可以在我们的社区里发挥影响力。
Help us, God, to remain connected to you.
主啊，帮助我们跟你连接在一起。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。
You may be seated.
好，大家请坐。